Welcome again to All the World's a Stage, a podcast chronicling the madcap adventures of the Mad Mechanicals on their ongoing search for a stage to infest. Today, we find our intrepid group of thespians exploring a whole new world. A world with a fantastic point of view. A dazzling place they never knew.
I think they get it, Rick.
A wonderful place for you and me?
Did anyone else feel like Rick's intro was written by Shakespeare?
How so?
Almost completely plagiarized?
Now that you mention it.
Stop mentioning it. Can't afford the same lawyers Willie can.
We all know the only reason he has those lawyers is because they're all afraid of him.
Why would lawyers be afraid of a hack playwright?
I heard rumor that ever since Henry VI Part II, they all work for him for free.
Well, that explains a lot.
Odd that it took Robin to explain something.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe that's possible.
It could even be that I explained something.
Robin?
Shut up!
You read my mind.
That's because I am psycho.
Or that we're 3 pages into the script and he hasn't said that yet.
Which makes one wonder. Does Thomas have a quota to meet when it comes to shushing Robin?
I do not think Thomas quotes me, ever.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wants to start by making the same noise as a yak who misses his mommy.
So, Snug says, changing the subject before things can go any further downhill.
Everything is downhill from here.
Dear Lord, she's done it again. I hate to ask, but... what?
We are in the northern part of the New World, so everything is below us now.
Robin, at this point, I doubt very little is beneath you.
So that's why I decided we should try to find a show in New England.
New England.
What happened to the other England?
Nothing. This is the New World, therefore, New England.
When will it no longer be considered new and just be England?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Won't that become confusing?
Only to you.
Thomas.
Yes, Ned.
Aren't we here to, you know, do a show?
Yes. But,
Yeah, Robin sidetracked you. Again.
Yeah, how does she do that?
Well, it usually starts when
Robin, shut up.
So, Thomas, where is the theatre?
Well... I'm not too sure.
You brought us all the way across the pond to do a show, and you don't even know where the theater is?
Ixnay on the onpay.
Oh, we're speaking piggy again!
Pond? Thomas? Did you put me on a boat again?
Yeah. Hey, look at that over there, that thing. That's really, really interesting.
Thomas?
Yes, Snug?
Remind me to kill you after we get home.
After we get home?
You don't think I want to stay here, do you? I mean, New England? That has fad written all over it. As soon as the pilgrims get bored, this place will be deserted.
Can I stay? I love dessert!
Yes. Yes, you can.
No. No, you can't.
Why not?
Because I have to wear a dress often enough in our shows. And I know you're just going to make me learn all of Robin's parts. As much as this... pains me to say, I need her.
Now look what you've done, Thomas.
What?
First, you put me on a boat. Second, you bring us to a fad location without even knowing where the theatre is. And third, you made Nick admit we have a use for Robin.
Sorry. Sheesh. Fine. Let's stop bickering and get directions to the theatre. Excuse me, sir. Can you give me directions to the local theatre?
I can't get there from here. I have to go back round t'other way, down the road a piece, where the old bakery used to be.
Did he just say where the bakery used to be?
Sure did.
You don't have a bakery anymore?
Oh, we do. It's just moved.
So where is the new bakery?
Oh, can't get there from here. Have to go back round t'other way, down the road a piece, where the old ice cream shop used to be.
Where the ice cream shop used to be? Where is it now?
Can't get there from here. Have to go back round t'other way, down the road a piece, where the old...
We get it!
And we don't need to know where the bakery, ice cream shop, and, just to be safe, music store are located. We need to know where the theatre is located. Can't get there from here. Have to go back round the other way, down the road a piece, where the old...
Thomas, did you know that New England is made up of several distinct areas?
Yeah, most countries are, Nick. What's your point?
I mainly just wanted to bring your attention to the map.
That's a map? What's that area covered in squiggly lines?
Well, that's the Island of Rhodes.
Seems like there should be an easier name for that.
Rhode Island?
Not now, Robin. The adults are trying to plan our road trip.
Oh, scissors!
Oh, good. Go sew for a while. That should keep her out of our hair.
You know, unless she decides she'd rather play barber.
Yeesh. Are you going to help me figure this map out or not?
Whatever.
So, I was thinking we should take a left turn here.
Snug! Can you glue this together for me?
Sure, but why did you cut it apart in the first place?
You connect, I cut.
Robin, you're not making sense. I mean, even for you.
What? I wanted to make a new pair of socks for my new hamster. He mastered sets already.
Oh, my God. Stop her now.
What?
You don't hear what she's trying to do.
No.
You are so lucky.
Vermont!
Well, I'm not sure if that spot in the middle of a field qualified as a theater, but we sure did pull together an audience.
Yeah, and they even seemed to like it.
Which is odd, considering we were performing Shakespeare.
That was a wicked hardcore show.
Why, thank you. Performing Shakespeare's works is very hard.
No, I mean your performances. They were wicked hardcore.
Yes, I take all my characters to the core of their being.
That is really just weird. I stand by my original comment, though. That show was wicked hardcore.
I completely agree with you. Shakespeare is very wicked.
So none of you really understand me?
Yeah.
Finally, someone I can converse with.
Converse? Aren't those shoes? I love shoes! Almost as much as Snug does. I almost have as many...
You know what? Never mind. You are all insane.
Yes, but last time we found an asylum, Nick decided we shouldn't go there. Something about loving crafts.
Loving crafts kept you from going to an asylum?
That's what Nick said.
Sir, if you knew Robin's habit of accidentally bringing doom upon us all... You'd keep her away from anything associated with Mr. Lovecraft as well.
Ah, then avoid Rhode Island.
No problem. Nick wanted to take a left turn, and I think you can only do that in Albuquerque.
She does know that's not even in this part of the country, right?
Probably not. We've just learned to ignore about 80% of whatever she says.
Which is why they never got to see that wild turkey.
And I'm regretting not seeing a wild turkey in a bottle.
Speaking of wild animals... You might want to watch yourself around these parts. There's wild coonses around here.
Raccoons? I thought that was a southern thing.
Not raccoons, dummy. Coonses. You never know when a wild Dean coonse is gonna get you. Always have a few watchers about, just in case.
So, no Rhode Island because of Lovecraft. We can't stay here because of Dean coonse. Back in the old England, we have Shakespeare. Are there any writers we shouldn't be wary of?
Yeah, up in Maine.
Oh, good. Let's go meet him.
Okay, but...
You can't get there from here. You got to go...
And now, a word from...
Us.
Yeah, no sponsor this time, because it's the end of our second season.
We made it!
And we're done.
It's been quite a ride for all of us.
And quite an experiment at that.
So, we thank you all for taking that ride with us.
But I'm tired, and I want to get off now.
Yep. So, sadly, there won't be a season 3 in the foreseeable future. Not because we don't like doing this, but because it's a whole lot of work. And we have other projects we'd like to work on.
Like being lazy.
And?
Like new stage shows!
Training new interns.
Writing things that have nothing to do with Shakespeare.
And retiring to that great old age home for Shakespearean actors.
However, our Patreon page will remain active.
partially in case we decide to pick this project back up in the future.
And partially in case you want to use Patreon to keep in touch with us between our live shows. Like the 2016 Virginia Renaissance Fair this May and June.
And the New Jersey Renaissance Fair, also this May and June.
Check out our website at www.themadmechanicals.com for our performance schedule.
You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at Madmech Thomas.
At Madmech Robin.
At Madmechanicals.
So, as we said at the end of the first season, we say again at the end of this one, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you!
Thank you.
Ah, so this is Maine. Lovely country.
Isn't this where the rain in Spain comes from?
How would it get all the way over here?
By plane, silly.
Of course.
Mainly.
So, the guy said this writer lives in a dark tower somewhere?
Are you sure that's what he said? His accent was thick, and you've been wanting to live one of your D&D adventures for a long time.
I'm sure. And shut up. And don't make me roll for initiative.
I hope we find this place soon. My feet are killing me. I'm living in misery.
I don't mind the long walk.
Yeah?
Sure, it's making me thinner.
The scenery is nice, though. This whole last mile has been green.
Still don't see any tower, though. Maybe we should ask for directions. Let's ask at the stand up ahead.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello there, little lady. I'm sure you're surprised to see me in your little country road.
I'm sorry.
Don't mind his inflated ego and desperation. He's Nick Bottom.
And I'm famous.
Hello, I'm Christine.
You see, I'm used to being recognized and fawned over.
Ah, you must be with the band.
Band? You mean the actors?
No, I mean the musicians. You're not them, are you?
I'm a musician.
Quiet. No, ma'am. That's not us. We're actors.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were with Richard Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I think I'm going to commit Harry Carey.
As we have in every episode, we would like to bring your attention to a special project that could use your help.
Thank you, Rick. Founded in 1971 by Fred Rogers, the Fred Rogers Company strives to advance the philosophy and values of its namesake and founder. They then take it a step farther by helping adults learn how to have strong relationships with children through professional development and parenting programs. These values are based on communication to families and communication within families, with the goal of learning about healthy emotional, social, and cognitive development. Most of us are familiar with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The Fred Rogers Company works to keep this program available, along with producing new children's media to support their development. Building on this success, the company has several other programs to support children. The variety of programs is as wide as the variety of children in the world. Knowing that a child does not learn alone, there are plenty of programs for adults, too. Visit www.fredrogers.org to learn more about the programs available, shop at their store, or donate to their cause. The donate link is in really small print at the bottom of the main page.
The boat's ready to go. Nick, where are the girls?
Not coming.
What do you mean, not coming? I have the Beetlejuice all ready to knock Snug out.
Yeah, but they made new friends and decided they want to stay here.
Let's go get them. Snug, Robin, it's time to go home. Come on.
Nope.
Why not?
We've decided we like it here.
Yeah, I am not leaving.
Besides, we made some new connections. Thomas, I'd like to introduce you to my new best friend, Ben.
And I'd like to introduce you to my new best friend, Jerry.
Just get on the boat. Please don't make me scream.
Hey, you scream, I scream.
Good night, everybody.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. New Englander 2 was portrayed by Andrew Dell. Christine was played by Brianna Kuby. I'm Rick Tennant, New Englander number 1.
Wicked pissa.
Good riddance, and send me packing.